Office of the Bursar. What does it mean? The Office of the Bursar is a central billing agent for the university. We are responsible for keeping track of students' financial records, collection of those accounts, and working with families to resolve financial issues and to provide students and families the tools and information to solve issues. The Office of the Bursar conducts all business directly with you, the student. Monthly transactions, as well as any awards, grants, scholarships, and loans, are listed and billed under your name. Direct deposit refunds and all refund checks are also drawn in your name. All Bursar communications and most university communications are sent to you via your Cornell email address. It is important for you to check your Cornell email regularly for important information. The Office of Bursar bills students monthly. Fall charges are billed in July, and spring charges are billed in December. Bills are always due the 7th of the following month after the date on the bill. Electronic billing through CashNet is our official method of billing. Paper bills are not sent. Your Bursar statement shows charges for two separate accounts, the Bursar account and the Cornell card account. Bursar charges include tuition and activity fees, housing, dining, and may also include miscellaneous charges such as Cornell health visit charges, library fines, fitness center passes, parking and bus permits, PE course charges, and net print charges. You, the student, will be sent an email at your official Cornell email address when the bill is ready to view with the subject line, "Your Cornell e-bill is now available." If you are not paying your bill yourself, you are responsible for setting up those who are paying it as another user or payer in CashNet. Setting up another user will mean that both you and they will receive an email notification that the bill is ready. Your e-bill is static. It is a snapshot in time of what your account looked like on that billing date. It will not be updated until the next billing date. You can review current transactions on your Bursar account before the next billing date in Student Center or in the Recent Activity section of CashNet. Recent Activity summarizes and lists details of all transactions that have posted to your Bursar or Cornell card account since the last e-bill and provides a revised amount due. You can pay online, by mail, or in person. Pay online via CashNet using a checking or savings drawn on a U.S. bank. You can also pay online by wire using Flywire. Link to CashNet and Flywire from bursar.cornell.edu. To pay by mail, send us your check or money order to Office of the Bursar, 260 Day Hall, Ithaca, New York, 14853. Or you can pay in person by bringing your payment to Bursar's office, 260 Day Hall, between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. Information about paying using college savings plans can be found at bursar.cornell.edu under Paying Your Bill. Please note, checks or money orders must be in United States dollars, drawn on a United States bank, and made payable to Cornell University. Post-dated checks and credit cards are not accepted. If the Bursar does not receive full payment by the due date shown on the e-bill, the unpaid portion of the e-bill is subject to a finance charge of 1.25% per month, 15% annually. Cornell students and other users that prefer to pay the tuition, housing, and dining fees on a monthly basis can set up a tuition payment plan. The Cornell Installment Plan, also known as the Tuition Payment Plan, is administered by Higher One and enables you and your family to make monthly installments over a 12, 10, or 5-month schedule to cover each semester's tuition and expenses. Students or other users must self-enroll online each academic year. Enrolling in the Cornell Installment Plan will not enroll you in a meal plan or housing program. To enroll in those services, please contact the dining or housing offices separately. The 5-month plan is for students who will only be attending for one semester during the academic year. For additional information, visit bursar.cornell.edu. Cornell Card allows you to make purchases on campus by presenting your Cornell student ID card. You can use your Cornell Card privileges during any semester for which you enrolled full-time. Cornell Card has a purchase limit of $950 and has a non-refundable Cornell Card annual participation fee of $12, which is charged each academic year and is subject to change. The participation fee is not prorated. To apply for Cornell Card privileges, complete an application at bursar.cornell.edu. If you are a registered, full-time, undergraduate, graduate, or professional student, student refunds, assistantship stipends, and fellowship stipends can be deposited directly into your bank account. The Bursar authorizes direct deposit of funds when a student's awards, grants, scholarships, and loans exceed the amount owed on the Bursar bill. If you receive a refund, look at your bill carefully. Be sure that the bill reflects all charges for which you are receiving aid, as well as anticipated adjustments in Cornell aid. For example, if you have added a meal plan, but the plan isn't yet reflected on your bursar statement, your refund check will contain money that you need to pay to your bill once the charge appears on your bill. You cannot receive additional financial aid to cover that charge. To set up the bank account to receive bursar refunds by direct deposit, go to Nelnet Business Services through bursar.cornell.edu and log in using your CornellNet ID and password. Verify or edit the student profile information. If this is the first time you are entering checking or savings information in Nelnet, you will be prompted to add your checking or savings account information on the screen. The 1098-T is the annual student statement of qualified tuition and related expenses that is required by the IRS. The information reported on the 1098-T form helps you and your family evaluate whether you are eligible for an educational tax credit. 1098-Ts can be sent electronically. You must enroll and give others access. More information may be found at bursar.cornell.edu. We value our relationship with students and parents. Be in touch with us if you have questions, and our staff will be happy to help.